Hello, welcome back to Daycare Diaries. Thank you all for listening. So today I'm going to talk about the expanded child tax credit. I posted some information on what that is on my Instagram at Colonel Family Childcare. Basically explaining how it works, who gets it, and what it's for. So just a little brief description. What it is eligible families will receive up to $1,800 in cash through December of this year. However, the tax credit has a complication, and this is what I want to talk about today. The complication that may prompt some families to opt out. So what that means is it's not for everyone. And I think in that video that I posted, the guy who was explaining what it was did say, you know, everyone can receive it. No, it's not for everyone. So the thing is, the effort was, it has some similarities to the three rounds of stimulus checks that have been distributed through the IRS to help people, you know, in the pandemic. So what the child tax credit and the stimulus checks are only available for low income or middle class families with upper income households, essentially shut out of benefit. So basically what that, just to reiterate what I just said, it's only for low income families or middle class families. So families who make more than a certain amount will not be able to get this enhanced tax child care credit. And secondly, the IRS will deposit the payment directly into bank accounts. But there's one major difference between the stimulus checks and the enhanced. So how the IRS treats the overpayment, with the stimulus checks, recipients didn't have to repay the IRS if they received more than they were entitled. That's not the case with the enhanced child tax credit. What happens here is if you're getting money and you don't qualify, you need to opt out of it. If you don't opt out of it, you will have to pay it back. Let me repeat that. So if you're getting the child tax credit and you're supposed to get the whole $1,800, but they send you $2,000, you will have to either opt out of the $2,000 or take the $1,800 that you owed and, you know, repay the rest of the money. If you spend it, you will have to pay the money back. It's nothing like the stimulus checks. So I would be mindful of that as well. There's also something else going on that I wanted to come on and talk about. And it's the assistance with the state, from the states, helping unemployed parents pay for childcare while they look for work, which I think is a really, really cool idea. And not just because I'm a childcare provider, but because people need to go back to work. And one of the main issues right now is they're trying to go back to work. Some people are willing to go back to work or want to go back to work, and can't because they can't afford or they can't find childcare, or the child care centers are overpacked or can't take anyone or putting them on a waiting list. So states are helping unemployed parents pay for child care while they look for work. As states seek to help unemployed residents return to the workforce amid widespread labor shortages, some are providing child care subsidies to parents while they look for jobs. Now, not every state has started to do this yet. My last recording got cut off, so I'm just going to add this one. What I was saying was at the end, it's not eligible in all states yet. A lot of states haven't done it yet. So if you're looking for work and you do need assistance, I would look on the Department of Human Services in your state website, and or call 311 if you're not, you know, tech savvy and you don't really know how to get to the website or what the website is. 311 is really good with assisting with that. I think Ohio, Oklahoma, Texas, Arizona were a few states that I saw that are receiving it right now. I didn't see anything about New York, but if I do on the next podcast, I will definitely let you guys know. However, I think this is a really good way to assist parents who are actively looking for work, because it's important that they have the time to focus on what they need to do to get a job, and also have the peace of mind that when they do get the job, they have a secure childcare arrangement. You know, because a lot of times what happens is they go into these interviews and they drop the child off at maybe a parent's house or a friend's house while they go for an interview, and then they have to rush back to pick them up. But in this case, at least they will have, and, you know, and they have to pay them with little to nothing because they haven't been to work. So, you know, this would alleviate a lot of stress for them. And if I find more information on that, I will definitely let you guys know. Thank you all for listening. I'll see you in 2 weeks. I always say next week, but I do these recordings every 2 weeks. And hopefully, on the next one, yes, I would like to talk more about 3K, because that's starting. I've learned some differences in what 3K is. There's an extended day and part day. So on the next one, we'll talk about what 3K is, because I'm hopeful to be starting my 3K program in September. Fully 3K in September through sponsorship with the Department of Education. Long road with them. A lot of training. So on the next one, I'll talk about that, what the parents can expect, what providers can expect from Department of Ed. And I'll see you on the next one. You guys stay safe.